Well, conventions are a reminder of our right to debate murals, our right to pick our own leaders, to protest, to wear silly hats, sing to people in the airport. Here are some of the sounds of Cleveland.
Calling out around the world, are you ready for a brand new beat? Summer's here and the time is right for dancing in the streets.
It adds to what's going on here. Over the past few years, we've been growing in terms of popularity. People want to come here now. A lot of things going on.
I'm passing out 1,000 free poetry books
wow.
to the visitors here.
And who are you?
Yeah, the most prolific poet in the history of Cleveland.
We can disagree without being disagreeable, and that's why I came over here. I saw some interrupting of our conversations. I asked them, just respect us, and they said they don't have respect for us. Honestly, I have respect for humans. Whether you are for or against abortion, I'm here because I believe human beings have rights, and that's why I expect respect the rights of my pro-choice
friends. Women have right to choose.
Because you don't have a uterus, so why do you get to decide?
So, as we hear, protesters pro and anti-abortion rights. Before that, poet Vladimir Sorinsky, apparently the most prolific in Cleveland, a convention volunteer Larry Gaylord, and we started off with the Singing Angels, who are greeting delegates at the airport. It's really quite cheery. But I mentioned the protesters. They are at the public square downtown, which just saw a $50 million renovation. It is beautiful. And the city is clawing its way out of a series of blows, a loss of auto and other manufacturing jobs. This is the so-called Rust Belt. A lack of investment. The housing collapse is still really visible here. And officials are hoping that as the spotlight swings again onto Cleveland, it will find a remade police force. The police, you remember, under a Department of Justice consent decree established last year after the 2014 shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, but also the 2012 shooting death of an unarmed African-American couple after a wild police chase. We asked Cleveland Police Captain Keith Sulzer about the challenge police are facing here because Ohio is an open carry state. People are allowed to bring weapons to protest.
Well, now, you know what? It's an open carry state, and we really can't concern ourselves with it. We got to keep an eye on those kind of people, but they're allowed to carry them, so we can't do a whole lot about it.
We want to start with Jackie Borchard, with the Cleveland Plain Dealer, considered one of the best political reporters in the country. Jackie, thanks so much for coming on board with us today. And how are things going, especially with the concerns about the open carry?
They seem to be going very well. There was an open carry demonstration planned earlier, and I heard that one guy showed up with a gun.
Yeah.
So the open carry law in Ohio, there's a lot of talk about open carry laws. There is no open carry law in Ohio. Ohio law is silent on open carry. There are rules, however, for a concealed weapon, which you can also carry outside of the security a perimeter zone if you're a permit holder.
Well, this is why Ohio Governor John Kasich says he can't suspend any law. And the Cleveland Police Union asked him to do so, but that looks like it's not going to happen. And this morning, reporters asked Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams to explain, you know, as you were saying, it's complicated. What is legal and not legal under the laws in Ohio?
Right. Well, it's a constitutional... Oh, sorry.
Yep. We'll hear him.
Just that weapon or threaten someone with that weapon. The ordinance requires a person to safely handle a weapon, so you can't point it at people, you can't threaten people with it in any type of gesturing or mannerisms.
Well, so as you were saying, the open carry ordinance is when they actually brandish a weapon. Tell us more about that.
Right, and police will be watching for that. If someone has it just on their person, on their back, as most of the rifles are carried, they're not going to get any trouble from police.
Well, talk more about what you're looking for here as a Cleveland reporter. John Kasich, governor of the state. This time last year, he entered the race as a candidate. He's not even going to be here.
Right. For Ohio reporters, it's a very interesting convention because most of us are here for the week, and our biggest Republican in the state is not.
Mm-hmm.
And he has said that he's sitting this one out. And meanwhile, the party here is really struggling for unity and trying to rally behind Donald Trump as the nominee. And, you know, you still have some dump Trump supporters. I think that's becoming quieter and quieter as we're each day that we're approaching Thursday night. And it it's interesting because in Ohio you still see that faction, even in the delegation here. Ohio's delegates belong to John Kasich, and they will be voting for John Kasich on that
in the first
ballot.
Round.
Right. But among them, there's not solid support for Donald Trump.
Yeah. And what else? Got about a minute here. What are you looking for? What do you think Donald Trump needs to say? What are your ears waiting for?
I think what I'm waiting to hear from an Ohio point of view is the willingness to support some of the positions that John Kasich took during his campaign, more of the unity, less division. You know, his statements against groups of people, against women, minorities, immigrants, that doesn't play well in Ohio. Ohio is, a bellwether state and a diverse state, and I think people, especially Republicans even that are here and going to be in the queue listening to him talk, are listening for that message that he is going to reach out to them and is thinking on behalf of the whole party and everyone who wants to belong to the party, not just himself.
And when you say Ohioans want to hear that, important, because you just really lately don't win unless you win Ohio.
Especially if you're a Republican, no.
Yeah. And Jackie Borchard of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, who's going to be hopefully visiting us over the course of the week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
And we are here at the Q in Cleveland, and we'll have much more.